Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the choir singing "It's Not Too Hard to Praise Him," and then part three of Pastor Duck's message.
Yeah, we used to go to church and feel the Spirit of the Lord. Our needs were met when on His name we called. In His house we'd worship in one mind and one accord. Oh, how the blessings they would fall. But now it seems so hard at times. Keep this whole world off my mind. Every little hill seems so tall. Then my mind goes back to Calvary, where the Savior died for me. And it's not so hard to praise Him after all.
It's not so hard to praise Him.
We all enjoyed the blessings as the Lord would pour them out. The song of praise seemed to be so strong. Then some brother would testify and make you want to shout of how we've been with Jesus all day long. And the singing of the choir seemed to us in the fire. Why, you could feel that spirit wall to wall. For the strength that I'd acquired, God kind of just so tired. It wasn't hard to praise Him after all.
It's not so hard to praise Him when I think of all He's done. I gave His life for all mankind and where He's come. When I think of all His suffering, my trouble seems so small. It's not so hard to praise Him after all.
It's not so hard to praise Him
when I think of all He's done.
In feelings of depression and anger and anxiety and shame and emptiness and defeat, and we wear that through our life every day. It was the feeling of fear that gripped Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden when God came in the cool of the evening looking for them and said, "Adam, where are you at?" Folks, let me tell you what. God said this, and it was because He knew exactly where they were. They were hiding in their feelings and they were hiding in their shame. And because Adam had a feeling he could not handle, he hid. Why didn't he just step forward and say, "God, I'm sorry. I repent. I was drawn into sin, but forgive me, oh God." I'm glad today that this God is an atoning, forgiving God today. But you know, some of you have feelings in your life today that you don't know how to deal with and what to do with today. Rather than bringing your feelings to God, you hide them in the shadows of your life. You cloak them in your closets and you hide them in the depths of your soul and the chambers of your heart. Have you forgotten our God today is an awesome, omnipotent, all-powerful today, all-knowing God? Hey, today He knows where you are. He knows what you've done. And today, He knows today that He can bring you through whatever you're facing. We've got to come to that place. He knows the plans that He has for your life. So you're living today on your feelings and feeling sorry for yourself, and you're trying to pull everybody else into that little web that you've got. Folks, that's not going to work. Hanging on to your feelings today is just going to suffer you defeat. But why don't you just jump into the arms of Jesus and let Him speak in that small, still voice to your spirit and lift you up through the trials that you're in and bless you beyond measure as He desires to do. See, He knew you and I before we were even formed in our mother's womb. He even knew my name was going to be Carlton Anderson Duck. He knew your name. He knows how many hairs you have on your head. He knows every thought that goes through your little computer called your brain. He knows everything about you. I'm glad He does. I'm glad I've got a God who knows and not a God who guesses. Amen. And then you know what God does? And then in His Word, He promises us all things today. Regardless of the setbacks, failures, rejections, and the tears and the fears and the trials and the temptations today, if you will just give it to God, He will take it, He will use it for His glory and for your good and your blessing. Amen. See, what did the writer say? God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Fear is the opposite of faith. You cannot operate. You can't serve two masters. You cannot operate in fear. You cannot operate in both fear and faith. You choose. We can never move forward in our lives, in our church, in our families, until we grasp the fact that God is bigger than our fears. So in this ministry, if it's going to grow, it's going to grow by faith and favor. And God's not going to bring the favor until we exercise the faith. Amen. Come on, y'all. You're not asleep on me, are you? Faith brings an atmosphere here, an atmosphere of commitment that produces favor. What? You're not going to get favor without your commitment to God. Let me just tell you this. God's already committed to you, and nothing's going to alter that. The question is, how committed are you to God? Well, I show up. That's the problem. We just show up. Where God wants to get us at an altar and rearrange and change our life to His glory. See, these altars, there's churches in this city, there's churches in this state, there's churches in this country that don't offer altar calls. You walk in, messed up, and you walk out, messed up. You can walk out of here today not messed up no more. You can walk out of here today with victory and knowing that God is for you. Amen. God today, listen, will bring an atmosphere of commitment and favor when we commit ourselves to Him. So people who allow God to renew their minds through the faith word became people of God's power today and love and ability. So you've got to involve these things. So stop hiding today or holding on to your feelings in life and start living this unlimited life that God has for us that is found in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sure, you have feelings. You got feelings. I do too. We all do. But in today's culture, we like everyone to know about our feelings. I got feelings. You get on Facebook if you don't believe that. Maybe they should change it to Feelings Book. Your feelings. Confessions. There's only one place to make your confession. And Facebook confessions are going to do you zero good. But when you call upon a righteous God who will hear today your confession and you come repentant, God will turn it around. You know, I've got to get on this a minute. If we spent, I challenge you this week, take you a piece of paper or something and make yourself a little grid. draw a line down the middle of the paper and then draw a line across the top of the paper. Put Facebook on the left side. Put God's Word or the Lord on the right side. Now, what I want you to do, and I'm not opposed to Facebook. We've got one, and God's blessed it and used it mightily. But I'm afraid sometimes we're putting more emphasis and more time on Facebook than we're putting on the faith book. So log yourself in. I'm going to really make you think. Start tomorrow and go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And calculate your time. All right, I'm going on Facebook. It's 2 o'clock. And, you know, I'm off of Facebook and it's, oh, Lord, I've been on that 5 hours. Anyway. And calculate how much time. Now, also calculate how much time I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you two things that you can use. I'm going to give you two pluses. I'm going to say how much time you spend in prayer and how much time you spend in the Word. Now, get to the end of the 5 days. Total it up and see how much time you've given Facebook. See how much time you've given prayer and God's Word. Now, don't cheat. Don't say, oh, preacher, I was only on Facebook 5 minutes this week. That's because you knew. Listen, go on and do what you've been doing. For 5 more days, do what you've been doing, okay? Just like you've been doing it every day. And then at the end of the week, get real and see where you are. Why'd y'all get quiet on me now? See, you can have feelings, but God doesn't want your feelings running your life. We have and we are emotional creatures today. And our emotions are how we respond to things that we experience in life. And you can use your feelings at the right time, and you can use your feelings for the right reason. Too many Christians perceive that they're full of faith, but actually they're controlled by their feelings. They're not serving God. Therefore, they live in what? Fear. Fear. Everybody's worried to death. Folks, faith does not erase feelings. What faith does, it redirects your feelings. Amen. So faith takes the feelings that you had that when you were in sin and controlled by the world, the flesh, and the devil, and it provides us then a refocus. It provides then clarity today that we can be used for the glory of Almighty God. So without Jesus in your life, your feelings then places you in a place of bondage. You're not living free. You're not living for Jesus. You're living all bound up. Messed up. But let me tell you today, with Christ at the focus of your faith today, your feelings then become the fuel that will bring glory to God. Amen. Jesus had feelings. He stood at the grave of Lazarus and he wept. The shortest verse in the Bible, we're told. Jesus wept. But you know what? Feelings didn't control Jesus. What did he pray? He prayed, and then what did he say? Lazarus, come forth. My God. Guess what happened? He didn't stood there with his hands in his robe with his fingers crossed. I promise you that. Folks, let me tell you what he did. It wasn't feeling that brought Lazarus out of the grave. It was the faith that he had in the Father. Amen. Amen. God can take any dead thing in your life and bring life into it. When you stop speaking your feelings and start speaking the faith that you have in God, for your faith will produce feelings that today will be redirected to God that will produce the favor of God in your life. Amen. You can start living unlimited. Faith will redirect your feelings. God's throwing out the question. He asked Adam, he said, where are you at, or where art thou? Well, where are you today in your walk with the Lord? What's happened in your faith living? What's happened to your zeal that you had for God? What's happened today to your element of faithfulness? What has happened today to the vision that God has given you? Well, it's time doesn't have nothing to do with it. Seasons of life have nothing to do with it. God's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. What's happened to your passion, your commitment, and your loyalty today? You know, why is your faith so dormant? I got faith, yeah, but if you're not using it, it's not worth a plug nickel.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.